Hey guys, how's everyone doing? Duncan back. Basically, I'm just going to speak about another part of my story of making money online, and it's one that everyone knows about. It's my drop shipping experiences. So I mentioned that I tried to make money with clothing, but I want to take it a step back. So after I found out about drops shipping through Tim Ferriss's 4-hour work week. Honestly, I was so driven. So I did my research, made out my plans for my future in terms of like saying what I was going to do every week, etc., etc. And then, I found some courses, Franklin Hatchett. And personally, I just don't think I was guided quite right. I loved it, but I just didn't think the guidance was as accurate as it could be. And in the end, the physical products are, there's no money to be made in there. I was always passionate about watches, and that's what I started trying to sell. But then I realized, well, if I'm shipping from China, I'm just shipping cheap Chinese watches. And I was like, okay, I'll run with this. Don't really know much about it. Some nice looking watches that were quite cheap to buy, like 10, 20 pounds. You could sell for 30, 40 pounds. And, I started learning Photoshop to do it all. I did my Facebook ads, setting up my store. But in the end, the guidance just wasn't quite right. So for me, it didn't work out. So then I moved on to selling yoga attire for men and women. And I was the complete opposite of what I think now. I thought if I could, get 500 products on my store, it'd give people so much option that couldn't fail to sell to everybody that came on my site. But in the end, I just didn't sell anything at all. I was demoralising, really bad. I don't know how much I spent. Too much, way too much. But by no means I'm saying Franklin's bad or anything. It's just, I think I could make it work now. But I wouldn't want to do that because I was selling Chinese watches when I'm more interested in luxurious watches. Not that I own any myself, but always been interested in researching the different movements, what's new, what's rare, asking people about their watches at work, etc., etc. And then I started selling yoga stuff. I thought, that'll sell easy. I'll just build a big store. And no, it's not the case. You need to be passionate about whatever it is. So anyway, that brings me to today. It's like, I could not build a store to save my life. I mean, the fear of doing it, even though everything just seems simple, just the amount of time, the effort, everything. So I ended up getting a guy on Fiverr, outsourced him to set that up for me. But I still didn't make any money because all the pieces of the puzzle weren't put together. Now, today, I was on the, for the last week, I've been on, I've been on freelancer.com, Upwork and Upwork, trying to get a freelancer to set me up a funnel. And I think that's just me trying to knock down my fears by getting someone else to do it. But instead, I woke up this morning and I was so driven. I was like, I'm going to do it myself. So from 8 o'clock this morning till, not long ago, about 7:30, stopping for the odd coffee or toilet break, making my dinner. Apart from that, all focus. Membership area, Bridge page, squeeze page, all done. Done. Apart from my sales video, which I'm going to film at the weekend, next weekend. And I'm so stoked. It looks amazing. I'm about to share it with my best friend, a guy called David Tildesley. So like, he's going to get my thoughts. A few people on the channel have given the sight of them. I mean, I love the honest feedback. It's great. Honestly, mind blowing. I'm so stoked. You guys are going to be part of this in very few short weeks. I've also added an extra bonus, you know, just show my a bit of character for myself. And you'll see it when I release it. Another thing I found today, there's so much, so many little things you need to do. It's like, I've still not set up a limited company to legally get paid in the UK. I've not connected my either PayPal or Stripe account. I've not met many little things. I mean, I've got a list of about 20 things. Let's see if I've still got it open. Bear with me 2 seconds. Need to get a domain. Need to come up with a good domain. To say that, to set everything up for any funnels in the future that I think would suit you guys down to the ground, including myself. Need to connect my autoresponder and set up my soap opera sequences and Seinfeld sequences. I need to get good copy for that. As you know, it's the who, not the how. I need to connect my affiliate link as well. Bunch of stuff on there, all little things, you know, and it's always good to keep a list, you know. It's all from day one on this challenge, it's best to keep a list. So a list of everything, literally everything you need to do, but you need to prioritize it. So I've got green and red bullet points. So the green ones are ones that are going to get me an income stream straight away that I need to do. You know, like build a sales funnel, attach my Stripe account, things that are fake marketing that people believe in that you need to have straight off the bat. Things like create a logo, you know. You could be a year down the line before you get one of them. It's not the end of the world. You don't need it. It's about setting up the income stream before setting up the business. College, at uni, school, you taught the opposite. Build a business, get all the framework. How are you going to resource everything? How are you going to pay for everything? You need to set up the income stream first and then drive the business, you know, create a team. And that's the only way to be successful. The entrepreneurship's about, you know, being the orchestrator. You can't be the master of everything. Impossible. I mean, to do that, take you 20 years of work when you could outsource the individuals that would do a better job, each of those individual aspects, than you could by yourself in 20 years. Fact. So that link will be coming out soon. And it just, basically what I wanted to tell you guys is, I've knocked down my fears. I mean, I was so, the laser focus I had today was unparalleled. Sometimes you just get those days where you're so focused and so motivated to do something that it's just, you know, nothing's going to stop you. Even in these times of the COVID-19, when everyone's a higher risk of, you know, depression, mental health issues, et cetera, you know, just got to push on and just break through, you know. Like I was saying yesterday, it's all about the mindset. Why are you doing this? What resolve are you going to show? I mean, honestly, I believe the OFA challenge, the one funnel away, is the best thing since sliced bread, fat better. The only thing that you need to put into this is hard work and effort, and you will be successful. And holla at your boy. I'm here to help. You know, one of my offers, one of my extras is lifetime coaching, and I'm going to be there, and I'm going to make sure every one of the guys, girls, whoever signs up you know, that really wants to sign up. I only want the people that really want to do this, that are really determined. And I'm going to push them through. They're going to push themselves. And it's not my job to do everything for everyone, but you know, I know the pain points, I know the tough bits, you know, the mental battles, the fear, the self-doubt, you know, sometimes the discipline, it's all there. So anyway, good speaking to everyone. Catch you tomorrow.